Karin, could you tell me about your project Centennial Tribute to Women's Suffrage? What was the inspiration for the project?
The inspiration is because it's a very timely subject, of course, being 100 years since the centennial of the women's suffrage movement. And also there was interest in from producers Kabir Sehgal and arranger John DeBursa to move it forward. So that was the inspiration, and to spread the word of the struggle that women had and still have, and basically just social justice issues that we need to be facing and dealing with.
And on the subject of the record, why was the tune "I'll Be No Submissive Wife" selected?
Why not? It seems pretty obvious to me, Chris. I mean, you know, women, especially in in earlier days, were basically domestic slaves to their husbands. You know, they could have been. So there was a person who wrote a song called "I Will Be." That's not my cup of tea, so I'm not going to do it. But and it's fun. We have a great time with it. In fact, we're playing at Smoke tonight in New York City. And we're adding that to the repertoire, and it's really a fun arrangement. We have fun with it.
Got it. I also really enjoy the tune, "She's Good Enough to Be Your Baby's Mother." Very timely tune even today.
Yes, indeed. That's right. Yeah, that's fun, too. I want to add that in as well. And I love the way the arrangement worked out, and I think Allison does it. Well, they all just do this wonderful sort of comic circus-like treatment, and I love the way the musicians, the instrumentalists, it's great. Yeah, I'm glad you like that one.
Well, thank you, Karin. What was the highlight of the entire project for you?
I'm enjoying watching it unfold. You know, it's been kind of it hasn't been like a big splash coming out because there's no physical copy yet, so it's sort of been a sneaky, not meant to be, it's just the way it worked out. But I think the highlight will be that hopefully we can just get more awareness of this issue and how, you know, the voting should be for everyone.
I really also enjoyed your most recent recording, Some of That Sunshine, especially the tune Big Discount.
Thank you. Yeah, that's the song that I wrote that was actually featured on my CD called Some of That Sunshine, which was an all-original project about a year and a half ago. And it also got a Grammy nod, actually, which is very gratifying. But Big Discount is written, it's a double entendre, you know, get your big discount here today, and it's how women have been discounted in so many ways, you know, and it has a fun take on things too. And I wrote a different last verse for this project and included it with this. And we also have a wonderful rap singer. Her name is Rhapsody, improvising her lyrics in the middle at the intro and in the middle of it. So it updates it in that way, which is pretty cool.
If I understand correct, you got your start in studying jazz right here at the University of Nebraska at Omaha, and you're coming back there next spring for a series of events, if I'm told.
I am. And, you know, I didn't study jazz there. I studied classical piano, but I was introduced to jazz there, which is really very interesting. This was kind of before, I mean, there was a jazz band, and that was pretty much it for that. It was a big band, and I got to sing with them a couple times. Thanks to Jay Wise, who invited me, the trombone teacher at the time and the leader of the band. And he also works with the Omaha Symphony, of course, and Marsha Johnson, our dearly departed Marsha. I loved her very much. Anyway, so I did get introduced to jazz at UNO, and I love coming back. Pete Madsen runs the jazz program there, which is just going great guns. They're going to have a new Strauss Performing Arts Center, and that's all very exciting. I did my first recitals at the at the, I don't want to say the old one, the first one, because it was, you know, it was a beautiful theater too. But yes, I'm coming back in whenever you said. When I'm coming back.
I think it's the spring of next year.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Now, Nancy.
And it's exciting because we're, sorry to interrupt you, it's exciting because Darren Pettit, the one of the saxophone instructors there, is making a big band arrangements of all of my original songs, the Sunshine Project I mentioned. So that's pretty exciting.
It is. And one of your strongest influences was Nancy Wilson. She passed away last year. And briefly, can you summarize the impact that she had on you as a developing vocalist?
Sure. I would say her earlier works like Guess Who I Saw Today, Save Your Love for Me, Never Will I Marry, and a lot of the tunes that came from the Nat Adderley and, Cannonball and Nancy CD just opened my ears and eyes to these great storytelling songs. And I just loved her delivery of those and on those earlier recordings. And so, yeah, she was one of my influences, indeed.
And in a related topic, what is the most important lesson that you try to teach students in master classes that you present?
I'd say that, and this is interesting, because when I was at UNO as a classical piano major, and I was involved in some of the choruses, and there was a teacher there, Dr. Shear, and Marsha Johnson happened to be the accompanist of that choir, and he used to say, you are musicians who sing. And so I try to impart that to especially singers I work with, of course. Sometimes I work with instrumentalists, but we are all musicians who happen to do whatever we do. We either sing or we play saxophone or we're drummers or violinists or whatever. But that's what I really try to impart to singers, is that we take responsibility for the music and be a real integral and a part of it, instead of, it's not a karaoke thing. It's very organic.
And in terms of that organic artistry, you've said in the past that the blues is a cathartic experience for you to perform. Why is that?
Yeah, I think it's the same for audience members. They, you know, we love to hear and play the blues, but none of us wants to have them. But that's kind of how we get through them, is to play them and to hear them. My favorite players have all kinds of blues in their playing. That doesn't mean they're playing the blues all night long, but within their playing, they have, you know, blues steeped in there. And my years in Kansas City really were very influential for me in that regard. After I left Omaha, I went up to Minneapolis, which I got some great experience there too, but then back down to Kansas City for 10 years. And I really, really embraced that style.
The tune Blue Motel Room from your recording In Blue comes to mind almost immediately. It's a wonderful number.
Mm. Yeah, Joni Mitchell.
You do so many other great things throughout your recordings, too numerous to mention at this time. Ballads comes to mind. That's your salute to John Coltrane, a very wonderful recording. Naima, many other great tunes throughout the disc.
Thank you. I love that recording and the players on there. I hold near and dear to my heart all the players I do. But James Williams, we lost him, I don't know, maybe 7 years ago. Hard to believe. And I love Lewis Nash on there, and John Patitucci's playing, Steve Wilson, James Carter, Bob Berg, and we lost him a little while ago too, so that was a special recording.
What should people expect at your performance coming up in Omaha?
Well, it is going to be a big band performance with the UNO ensemble, and as I mentioned, it'll be Darren Pettit's arrangements. Well, he's taking my arrangements of my tunes and, you know, making them and formatting them in a big band setting. So that's what people can expect, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
And what you're coming to the Jewel as well next month.
Oh, that's right. Yes, the Jewel is in October. That's right.
You'll love it.
Yeah, I've heard great things about it. And that band includes Miro Sprague, my wonderful pianist I've been working with a lot. And he's on the Sunshine CD as well. And Rod Fleeman, the wonderful guitarist I've known for years. And the wonderful Gerald Spates on bass. So we'll have a, and I'll be playing some piano too. We mix it up. That'll be a blast.